Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know how they say you should start reading to your kids at a young age? Well, how about age zero? That is basically the latest recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Maybe a good idea. Why not? And there are plenty of parents who don't read to their young kids nearly enough. But just how utilitarian do we need to be as parents from day one? With us now, Jamie Zabolski, psychology professor at Fairleigh Dickinson and co-author of Book Smart, How to Develop and Support Successful, Motivated Readers. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much, Brian.
So this is a new wrinkle from the Academy of Pediatrics. Obviously, they've always said read at a young age to your kids, but now it's read to them at the age of zero?
That's correct, yes. So now it is suggesting that parents, even from birth, begin reading with their children daily.
Is there science? Were there studies that said, well, you know, if you start reading to your kids when they're one day old, that's going to be better if you start reading when they're 9 months?
You know, I think the really important point is that the language benefits to children accrue over time. And so the earlier you start reading, and that doesn't necessarily mean sitting down and reading a chapter book page by page, but the more language and literacy going on in a home, the better that is for a child.
Listeners, what do you do with your kids from day one? 212-433-WNYC. And how much of it is driven by advice books or what you think you're supposed to do as opposed to your parental instincts to kind of love up and serve your children? 212-433-WNYC. I mean, obviously you have to feed them and change them and everything, but beyond that, how are you being educationally, intellectually, spiritually, or emotionally strategic with your baby from day one, other than just love them and use your parental instincts? And do you feel social pressure around this? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I will say, by the way, that it's a coincidence that this topic comes up on day two of Owen Ryan Strauss's life. Our executive producer, Megan Ryan, had her second baby yesterday. You can fool him because he was born yesterday. But by sheer coincidence, this American Academy of Pediatrics ruling and new book are out right now with advice for people with babies age zero. So I assure you it's a coincidence, not a personal service program for our producer on maternity leave. But Jamie, why did you write your book?
Well, you know, we wrote this book, and I wrote it with a colleague out at University of California, Berkeley. We wrote it in part for the reason you had just said about parents loving up on their children and providing all of the support they needed. And the recommendation that came out this week came out saying both that reading at a young age stimulates brain development, but also that it strengthens parent-child relationships. And I think the most important thing to me is to help parents recognize how reading together is part of the whole parcel of supporting your child, that it's not necessarily just about academic growth, although that's important. It's also about bonding time, perspective taking, empathy, that reading together is this wonderful activity that allows parents and children to ask really important questions and enjoy one another's company. And I think so many of the books that are out there on reading development make parents more anxious rather than help them recognize how much they're already doing to support their child.
Rita in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rita.
Hi. I know a couple. While the lady was still expecting, they would play certain types of music, classical music, Indian classical music. And when the child was born, they would show specific types of videos, things, you know, that they wanted the child to learn. And, of course, the father is a PhD. He's a professor at University of Pennsylvania. The mother's a chemist. So the parents are brilliant, too. And that child is an absolute total genius. So
and the question what did the early activities have to do with that? And, Jamie, do you want to draw a line at birth here? Because, you know, there's been this discussion for a long time now about should you play Mozart to your baby in the womb because that's going to set them up intellectually, some of these other things. Why not read books out loud while you're pregnant? But a lot of that has been debunked, I thought. So is birth the demarcation point where it actually starts to matter according to the latest science?
Well, I think so. I think we're talking about children who are actually, you know, outside of the womb, are present, are able to maintain some sort of joint focus with you while you're engaging in this activity. But I also do think it's important to make sure that it doesn't feel prescriptive to parents, that we're not saying you need to be sitting down for 30 minutes a day and doing this one activity. The book that I wrote is really intended to give parents a whole toolkit of different strategies that are right for their temperament, that are right for their child's temperament, and really focus on having fun together while you're spending more time exposing children to language and to words. And so I think that can be done in a real wide variety of ways, and we want to stay away from really strong mandates about what parents need to be doing.
Claudia in South Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, good morning.
And your story, is when you had your first child.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty ridiculous that people said that babies could enjoy books, you know, tiny little babies. But I thought I would give it a try, and I was shocked that at 4 months old, my child was completely hypnotized whenever I read to her. And she really had favorite books that would make her happier and smile. And I really couldn't believe that this was somehow having any kind of an effect. But, you know, we persisted just because she seemed to be enjoying. And she's 5 years old now. She speaks four different languages because we moved abroad several times. She reads completely on her own. And I think the love of books, which we do share, has definitely been established very, very early on. And had I not tried that so early and showed her those really cool images, I don't think that she would have started connecting with it. But also, I think my tip is that I've kept all of those old books, and when she started to read, she took over and she started to read them to me. So they're now the books that I read to her, and then she has a whole arsenal of books that she's reading to me, and they're beginning to merge, which is really nice to see.
That's great, Claudia. Thank you. And another testimonial, I think, from Erica in Woodside. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Yes, we start reading our children from a very young age. We start with picture books from birth and just telling them what the pictures are. And then it seems to develop their focus and concentration where they're able to sit down eventually when they're older to read books with, you know, more sentences with us. And as far as reading, I mean, we read it to them.
And you were telling our screener by the age of 5 months something?
By the age of 5 months, all, you know, or a little earlier, all our children are turning pages in the books, and they're going to get the books when they can walk, about 1 year old. They're running to the bookshelf to get books to bring to us.
Thank you very much. Lindsay in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. So since my son was born, I've been reading Shakespeare to him almost every day, and he loves it. It's mostly for my benefit because I'm an actor and, you know, I'm very tired as a new mother, and my brain's not quite as sharp, so when I go into cold reads, it's a little bit more difficult than it was before.
So Shakespeare, how old is your baby now?
He's 6 months today, actually.
I think at 9 months, you're supposed to go on to Dickens.
I'll work on that.
Thank you for your call. Jamie, reaction to what you've been hearing so far?
You know, I think it's so fantastic to hear these strategies parents are talking about, and two of the things that really struck me, Claudia and Erica were both talking about what we often call the sleeper effect for this early reading. And so I know it might sound ridiculous to some parents to say we should start reading at 0 or at 3 months, but when you hear Claudia saying that now at 5 years old, her daughter is reading back to her the same stories that she focused on before, those vocabulary skills that they were building slowly over time have kicked in, we can really see how those benefits do accrue over time. And she also mentioned her daughter having these great concepts of print, being able to know how to hold a book and turn the pages. And all of these things might sound like second nature to us as fluent readers, but to help young children develop those skills early is so important. And it sounds like all three parents who just called in are doing it in ways that are fun and playful and not stressful for the parent or the child. And I think that's what's most important.
Shanti in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Shanti.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we had planned and hoped to read to our almost 8-month-old baby boy from the beginning. And we asked people who came to our baby shower to give us a book for him instead of a card or a gift so that we had a library going for him even before he was born. And, you know, we started sort of trying to do the bath, book, and bed routine, but he really didn't seem interested, and I think after a few months it kind of fell to the wayside, and he would just get really fussy, but I would still try to read at least a couple of pages of a book to him during the day. But a few months went by where I felt like I kind of let that drop off, and I'm trying to get back into it now that he's 8 months old, but now we're at a point where he's reaching out for the book and just putting it in his mouth, and that's the only thing he wants to do, so it has to be a board book.
If you're not going to read a book, you might as well eat it. Jamie, any advice for Shante on keeping a baby who's maybe a little resistant to this on the routine?
It sounds like Shanti's already doing exactly the right thing, which is she's paying a lot of attention to her son's cues. You know, something that I say to parents of older readers, a lot of parents will say, well, we try and read for 15, 20 minutes a night, and he gets antsy after 4 minutes. And I think that the most important thing is to really recognize what's going to work for your child. And if reading 3 pages or reading for 6 minutes is wonderful and reading for 30 minutes is terrible, then you want to cut off your reading time at that 6 minutes for now. So what Shanti is saying is that she let the book itself take a back seat when that was not interesting to her son, but she was still reading from some of the pages or doing a lot of talking or doing a lot of rhyming games around the house and then picking the book back up when that became more enticing again.
Before you go,
I think it really is a dance there.
Before you go, is it really about reading and books? Is it not enough to just talk to the children a lot, which is, I think, what the older advice was? Just be verbal around them all the time. Use language.
I think the only addition I would make to that is you want there to be that exposure to language, but also to other print skills. So helping young children recognize environmental print, the letters in books, or even the letters on a sign on the subway or in the grocery store is also important. So books are a great vehicle for this because it has it all together there. But certainly parents can be doing a lot of great things with their kids even when they don't have a book in front of them.
Jamie Zabulski, Zibulsky, psychology professor at Fairleigh Dickinson, author now of Book Smart, How to Develop and Support Successful, Motivated Readers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.